All right, Ollie, you suggested that Galway would provide a stern test tonight, and that's probably the way it turned out.
Yeah, got a very decent side, Dermot. They went with an experienced side there tonight. There wasn't too many young fellas out there. They went with a very seasoned team with experience and a fair bit of quality. And, you know, even though they went down to 10 men, you know, we're still happy to get out of it with something like.
Yeah. It was a game of very few clear-cut chances, Ollie, but there were plenty of talking points in that match.
Yeah, the sending off, obviously. Funny enough, it kind of worked in their favour to a certain extent, which sounds a bit mad. But, you know, they sat back and hit us on the break with the 10 men, and they were very effective at that. They have players that can do it, players that can hold the ball up, the authority up top there, and then players that flood out with pace and that. So, you know, it was obviously a disadvantage to them, but they handled it very well, and I'd say they're probably disappointed that they didn't haul out for a 1-0, you know.
Yeah, because they got themselves in front, 9 or 10 minutes before half-time. Yeah. Harps had a chance just before half-time when Keating went close, but Galway probably deserved to be in front of the break.
Yeah, they did, yeah. You know, they probably, you know, maybe had the better of the chances. Yes, Rory's was a gilt-edged chance that he, you know, Conor Gleeson made a fabulous save, whether he knew about it or not, I'm not quite sure. But that was really the only out-and-out chance we had. They had a few half chances where a lot of balls went through to Vinnie Tharity. He, you know, to be fair to Conor Wynn, he came out and smothered one or two of them and came out with his feet the other time. But no, we had no complaints at half-time. We didn't play well enough, and despite being against 10 men, you know, we had no complaints about only being 1-0 down, to put it that way, too.
Yeah, but when you're playing against 10 men for so long, Ollie, I mean, I'm sure the temptation is there to change things.
Yeah, we did. We changed it eventually. We went with a slightly more positive formation where we took off a defender in James and went and threw Paul McVeigh up. It was a gamble that paid off, and we got a point out of it. Now, probably the disappointing part from our point of view is that when we did get the equaliser, I felt that we could kick on and push for a winner, but that didn't happen. In fact, you know, we were struggling to in the last maybe 8 or 9 minutes to hold out for a draw, which was worrying.
Yeah, yeah. But still in all, I mean, a point's a point, and it's a difficult opposition. And perhaps in seasons gone by, Ollie, it would have been a 1-0 defeat.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. Look, maybe we ran a look a little again. We got away with it, but, you know, we're at home here. We're not down in Terryland, you know, where a 1-1 draw would be a great result. Or like next weekend in Talca, you know, where get a draw up there, that would be an excellent result. We're at home here, where we're hoping we pick up, well, we picked up a point, yeah. Look, we didn't deserve any more than that, so we'll take it, Dermot, yeah.
Okay, so speaking ahead of that game next weekend then, Ollie, I mean, you mentioned about the bookings that have been picked up by Rory Keating. Another booking for him tonight too, so he's probably looking at a suspension again.
Yeah, well, Rory's out next weekend. He's not available for Shelburne. So, you know, we were running very, very light at the top of the field. Sean McCarron is out, Kevin McHugh is out, and now Rory is out. So, you know, but it's still no excuse. We have a squad there. Paul McVeigh came on tonight and scored an equalising goal. So, you know, it leaves an opportunity open to somebody else. And, you know, people that are training hard and training, you know, putting the effort and time in will get a chance possibly in Shelburne.
Yeah, and you mentioned during the week as well about Kevin Bonner joining Harps. I know you were waiting on clearance. Obviously, that didn't go through. I know he's carrying an injury as well.
Yeah, well, Creathing wouldn't be fit had the clearance come through. It hasn't come through as of yet. There's a time scale on it. We're not quite sure when that will come through. But at the moment, he isn't. He's only resumed light training with us, so he wouldn't be available anyway. But hopefully we'll get the clearance through, you know, in the foreseeable future, Dermot.
Yeah, it's another big test next weekend, Ollie.
Oh, yeah.
How will you approach this one? I mean, it would be important to keep this good run going and stay challenging at the top end.
Well, come here, if we get out of Shelburne still unbeaten, it'll be a serious achievement, you know, with maybe the lack of attacking options that we're going up there with. Shelburne up in Talca are formidable. You know, I was chatting to Waterford there where they could have been 3 or 4 down last Friday, before they dug in and actually got a 3-3 draw in the end up, but they're very decent. They're, you know, you've got Keith Quinn in the middle of the field there. You've got, you know, a number of young lads, Lee Desmond home from Newcastle, and that men then at centre half. You know, they look, you know, whatever about at home away from home in Talca, that'll be the tightest test that we've had yet. Now, tonight was a very difficult test. This will be much more difficult again.